And Mr. Speaker, we should commend you. No fair sitting of this parliament have done the work you have done together with members of parliament. For the record, no fair sitting of this parliament from when it was sworn in 1993 up to the date have done an extensive, thorough work like we've done. Even the appointments committee, apart from the president himself and parallel numbers, we have done unparalleled recommendations to reflect what you have done in terms of the number. We have worked. We have worked. Appointments committee, and we'll do more because, Mr. Speaker, you have guided us that we should help them constitute government. We will do so. So, Mr. Speaker, with the greatest respect, in this matter, I'll disappoint the majority leader. We can't travel beyond Wednesday at most. We will do our best to vet more, subject to our chairman meeting with the committee to take a decision for Monday and Tuesday, but not Wednesday, because Wednesday we must bring our report. And Mr. Speaker, let me conclude with this so that other colleagues can contribute. If you note, Mr. Speaker, but for the diligence of the chairman supported by me, every report of the appointments committee that has come here, members have had cause to be doing corrections. I feel embarrassed when that is done to any report I have read. It questions what significant time and attention did I give to the report. But I can understand sometimes he has to peruse the document up to 1 a.m., share with me, I peruse it with him before we bring it here. Mr. Speaker, and the public is monitoring the work of the appointments committee. And Mr. Speaker, I am satisfied, notwithstanding the challenges that we and our chairman, we are living up to the public responsibility of holding and perusing and assessing the ministers pursuant to the law. But Mr. Speaker, we want to work. If we rush, even as we go beyond the fifth nominee for a day, you can see that the output is not the best and it does not reflect what we do. And we want to continue to be thorough. And I just use one example. Sometimes I won't mention a name. For instance, when we get CVs of appointees, it allows us to dig into who they are. I'm currently following up on a PNI report that I have, and I know the president has a copy. If it's not coming public, I'll come public with mine. It must allow us to know on an appointee, I'm just sharing with you, but as I have it, I have a duty to thoroughly examine it. If you ask me to hurry up and assess that nominee, it puts me in a difficulty. So we are not just asking for time. Mr. Speaker, we are asking for time so that we do work that will give Parliament its honor. We do work that Parliament will stand out that we did our work diligently as we are guided. So, majority leader, minister, leader of government business, now you have come. The president was in a hurry to appoint deputy ministers. You and the president, you have failed to be in a hurry. You have brought it last minute and you want us to look at it.